It's called wokeness, and it's a plague. A plague that places tyranny before freedom, criminality over virtue, and hate over love. It's a plague that threatens what millions have died for.
Victory at all costs. Victory in spite of all terror. Victory however long and hard the road may be.
We will fight it. We will defeat it. We will eradicate it.
Ladies and gentlemen,
introducing the least woke man in America.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another exciting episode of The Least Woke Man in America. You've probably seen it by now, the toxic chihuahuas, as we call them here, in the media and educational and democratic establishment, all the same team, just different positions, are having a complete meltdown over Trump's comments at a rally yesterday about NATO and protecting NATO allies who do not pay their NATO dues or don't pay the full 2%. That technically they're supposed to pay. That's the dirty little secret that nobody wants to talk about. The obligation for NATO countries is to pay 2% of their GDP towards defense spending. Just to put it in perspective, we spend 3.59% of GDP on defense spending. What's that mean in English? Almost $100 trillion at this point. They say between now and 2030, I mean, I don't know if it's going to happen with the amount of debt we have, but we will probably have a $1 trillion defense budget. So here's the deal. We're spending that much money. I want to list the countries that do not meet the 2% obligation. So what in essence is, when NATO was created, everyone agreed that, you know, because it's all relative, rather than make it a set amount, you can't do that because some of the countries are so small. They said, well, your defense budget should be 2% of your economy. Here's the NATO countries that do not bother to meet that obligation. France, Romania, Norway, the Slovak Republic, Hungary, Montenegro, Bulgaria, Turkey, Portugal, Italy, North Macedonia, Germany, Netherlands, Albania, Denmark, the Czech Republic, Canada, Slovenia, Belgium, Spain, and Luxembourg. Luxembourg's at 0.54%. Spain, 1%. All right, we're at 3.59, or excuse me, Greece is at 3.59. We are at 3.57. It drops down to Poland, God bless them, to 2.34. The UK's at 2.25. What does all this mean? Well, this is ridiculous. Trump is right. We are a bunch of saps here in this situation. Like I've told people, the left seems to have no problem with this. And then they'll have the audacity to go on a vacation, to Europe, to some of these countries and come back and say, oh my God, their educational system is just amazing. You know, that's how liberals talk. It's amazing compared to ours. Their public transportation is amazing compared to ours. Yeah. Their healthcare is amazing. Oh my God, Cody, remember the hospitals, how amazing they were compared to America? So anyway, well, to put it in perspective, okay, so we're at 3.57. There's certain countries on there literally are at half. So if we spent the same percentage as they do, we would save $400 billion per year. Not just once, year after year. So say $500 billion. That's $1 trillion every 2 years we would save if we were spending the same percentage of some of these allies. I mean, you know, I don't know how much we can consider them an ally when you have that little amount of skin in the actual game. You know, it's like a business partnership where you put in 90%, the other guy, or 97%, the other guy puts in 3. Does it really matter to him if the business tanks? So this is a classic example. I call it the Peter Thiel just comment, the quote of the decade. And what I mean by that is this. I don't know if you remember, but Peter Thiel had the quote, which was so perfect at the time. that the media takes Trump literally, but not seriously. His supporters take him seriously, but not literally. So when he has that big comment, which people who are grounded and have common sense and a sense of humor, which the left doesn't, says, I would tell Russia to do whatever the hell you want as far as attack the countries and we're not going to defend them. They take that so seriously, and it just proves he's in bed with Putin, and MAGA is fascist, and they're Nazis, and then, like I said, toxic chihuahua. Everybody else is sitting back saying, first of all, again, just the colossal lack of left-wing spirit and common sense that you can't get the gist of anything. They take everything so literal, just like the maniacs still running around with masks on to this day, which are floating around all over the place, at least in the Northeast where I live. So we have that, and just the pathological lack of respect for the American taxpayer. Because that's what it comes down to. The American taxpayer is subsidizing all these European countries. Now, some of them are more developing countries, like Albania was on the list. Albania is like a second world country at first, at best, right? But like Luxembourg, the average liberal progressive yuppie in this country will go to Luxembourg. And oh my God, they're just so advanced over there. Or some of the Scandinavian countries around there. They have oceans of oil into their countries, a population of 12 million. My God, they should be contributing 10% as far as I'm concerned. They're closer to Russia. If Russia really is that much of a threat, why aren't they contributing more? So there's so many questions again, but then it just exposes. They think, see, the left, the media and all this thinks they've exposed Trump and MAGA yet again to their love of Russia and their love of Putin and their love of totalitarian strongmen and dictators and how much they don't care about democracy and our democracy's in peril. And at the meantime, they don't realize they're being exposed. Like I said, they don't care about the American taxpayer. Why is that? Well, when you have a party where the percentage of the people either live off social services or are public employees, I mean, I don't compare public employees to welfare recipients, at least they work, but they're still living off the government. I mean, the tax private sector taxpayers are still paying for their salary benefits. Our trust fund babies, just spoiled brats with no concept of money whatsoever. Or you have a segment where you say taxpayer and they roll their eyes because, well, that's just white rich people. So they should be paying for everything anyway because all the oppression and all the inequality. And then you have a group, of course, that just think America is inherently evil. So even European countries, which are also white countries, which also own slaves at some point, because there is no truth, facts, or logic that exist, or there's no respect for any of that in their minds, you say to the average, you know, purple-haired BLM idiot with $150,000 in student loan debt working for minimum wage, do you think America should pay for other countries' defense? Why, of course! Don't you know what we have done over the centuries to everybody else? So there's that. So if you put it all together, I don't know if in the history of mankind, I'm not kidding, I am not exaggerating, not just in this country, but other countries, forget about the term political party, but to have a segment of the population with such a lack of respect for the word taxpayer, because again, a lot of them don't work, trust fund babies, welfare recipients, or just think their country's inherently evil. I don't know where that's ever happened before. It shows a complete lack of respect for money, but that comes when you're at two, you know, the Federal Reserve's been printing for 25 years now. So after a while, you get a country where people are just oblivious. And, you know, what a lot of this comes down to is the media will always talk about these certain counties in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Ohio, especially, where there was such a huge shift from Obama to Trump. Like there were certain counties, I can't think of it off the top of my head, but there's a lot of them right between, especially the border of Pennsylvania, Ohio, where like Obama beat Mitt Romney by say like 10 to 15 percentage points, but then Trump beat Hillary Clinton by a 10 to 15 percentage points or 20 percentage points. So huge swings. We add it all up, 25, 30% percentage point swings, which is amazing if you follow politics, because it's only 4 years in between the Obama-Romney race and the Trump-Hillary race. So it's not like those counties changed that much. Well, what happened there, someone like my grandfather, the quintessential labor Democrat who voted Democrat his entire life, who if he was alive, I can guarantee would have voted for Donald Trump. Guarantee it would have been the first Republican he probably voted for in a Republican election since Dwight Eisenhower. And some of the things he used to rant and rave about, the border, jobs going overseas, and I kid you not, how much defense spent, how much of our money we spend to defend Europe in the NATO thing. Because he read the newspaper every day. He knew about that. So the media and the chihuahuas can bang their fascism drum and their Nazi drum and their Putin drum and their everybody loves Russia drum, and like Hillary still running her, just her haggard, miserable, wretch mouth. Did you see where she said Tucker was a useful idiot? Just jealous, just bitter till the day she dies, like any megalomaniac. But he would have voted for Donald Trump. And so what they're indirectly doing, just like 2016, see, I call it the Javits Criers. Some friends of mine always laugh. Remember 2016, they were convinced there's no way Trump and his Trump panties could possibly win. So then they're all at the Javits Center crying, and they're all holding each other because in their minds, because of Rachel Maddow and Joe Scarborough and the rest of the real useful idiots, Anderson Cooper, the brown shirts were about to march through Manhattan and start killing everybody. Remember that? The frat boys, the white supremacists. Yeah, whatever. Only led to the biggest boom, including increases in black salaries, decreases in black unemployment, real information, not misinformation. So they were just stunned. How could that happen? Again, Peter Thiel quote, the media took what he said seriously, literally, but not seriously. His followers take it seriously, but not literally. They literally think there's people in this country that if you say to them, should we defend NATO countries that don't pay their dues? No, we shouldn't. Oh my God, you're pro-Putin, aren't you? Are you in that QAnon stuff? Are you one of those conspiracy people? Do you even believe in democracy? Because you believe a country like Luxembourg, which has one of the highest GDP per capita in the world, is paying 0.54% of its GDP towards defense spending, even though it's obligated to spend 2%. So pretty much you're saying, you know, they have Trump being the guy giving a middle finger to NATO. How is Luxembourg at 0.54%? And there would be some smart-ass liberal, yeah, but their GDP is so small. It doesn't matter. It's the principle behind it. It's the principle, I'm sure. But I mean, there's some significant economies in that list that I just mentioned. Germany, France. Okay, so I could say if it was the smallest members of NATO, developing countries, Romania, Albania, small economies, kind of poor. Okay, let's not buster, you know what, over not spending enough. Some of the richest countries in the world are on that list. So, and by the way, did you know because of Trump deriding them, there are countries that increase their NATO spending because of Donald Trump, which means the collective amount of NATO spending on defense increased under Donald Trump. Who's NATO's number one target? Russia. So Donald Trump indirectly increased the defense spending, the amount of weapons and men and women pointed at Russia increased under Donald Trump. And I'm not kidding you. I had a teacher from high school on Facebook say, well, that might be because, you know, that's part of the front that he's putting on. He wants to spend more money than then. You know, he looks less and less like Putin's puppet. They're gone. They're gone. There's just nothing there to work. There's nothing there in that highly educated, open-minded, compassionate mind to work with at that point. They're gone. Okay, so I don't know. How we can bring them back is beyond me. It is beyond me how, like I've said a million times, the people who support free speech, gun ownership, which is the right. Okay. You could talk about do patty cake with free speech and freedom of the press all you want. If you can't defend yourself from a true totalitarian. And like I said, in my lifetime, if the debt keeps going the way it's going, and we have the lawlessness that we have and the drop in morality that we have, the real totalitarian, which is historically inevitable, the way the society is going, will look like, make Donald Trump look like Jimmy Stewart from It's a Wonderful Life. You can write that down and mark my words, because that's the natural regression in a society like ours, where the men in dresses and genital mutilation and massive debt and no respect for money and lawlessness and all that planet worship, that does not end with a democracy. That ends with real totalitarianism that makes all this look like kabuki theater. Mark my word, that is a historical reality where no matter how much we puff ourselves up, oh, we're Americans and we're rich and we won World War II and yada, yada, yada. No, yeah, that's great, but human nature is what it is. And it, just being Americans does not exempt us from that. That's what I said with January 6th, where George W. Bush and these other people said, Americans don't act like that. So what you're indirectly saying is that because someone is an American, it's almost like they have a different DNA than other human beings who ever lived. Well, there's no limit to how much your government can play games with you, how much your media establishment, your educational establishment, your entertainment establishment can all be in cahoots together, just mock the average person. And because you're an American, you must have 47 chromosomes compared to 46, like the rest of the human race. You're just supposed to sit back and put up with it. I am not condoning January 6th. It was ugly. Don't get me wrong. But the idea that that couldn't happen, or January 6th times 10, and when it does happen, everybody says, oh my God, we're Americans. We don't do that. We're Americans. So there's no limit to the lying and the manipulation and the misinformation and the sloppy electoral process that comes out with just egregious mistakes. There's no limit to what you're supposed to put up with that because you're an American. So again, to summarize, this is a big, I think this NATO thing, this comment, it shows this is 2016 all over again. It is 2016. They haven't learned one thing in 8 years. The Peter Thiel quote is more accurate now than it's ever been. The lack of respect for the average white, black, Indian, Native American taxpayer in this country is strong with them as it's ever been. The complete loose and inaccurate use of the word Nazis and totalitarian is more than it's ever been. Zero learning is to take place. And guess what? All you have to do is look at the swing state polls, and it becomes very clear, regardless of stuff like this, what is really taking place among the average person. Thank you, everybody. I'll be next time with another episode of The Least Woke Man in America.